Okay, amen.
Bro, Mark.
Yes.
Okay. From what you just narrated about your going into that narrow path, and that each time something held you up from passing through, because you were the person that was entering. Not
And then I got in
you got it in the wrong way, but I believe Brother Larry was there too, but he didn't have to bring out anything from his body. It is only you that was striving to enter.
Yes.
So that is exactly, I think, what God is telling us. When we say we are believers, it means that it is ourselves that we must look at to get out those things that are worldly, that will prevent us from entering. Why I'm emphasizing this is because though in our midst we know that we examine ourselves, we judge ourselves, but still, there is still some element of judgment in the body in such a manner that examining oneself is giving way to one observing others. Now, in your example, you did not tell Brother Larry to remove anything from his pocket. It's only you that was going through it. So it means that to enter into the kingdom, it is between us and God. But now, in the physical, what do we do? What do we do to enter in? Is it the way we relate with men, with one another, the way we relate with the things of God, the way we see the activities around us and our responses in terms of our mind, towards those things? And all this, I believe that God is talking about our own minds, our own activities, our desires. And so that when I believe that worship of God is of the heart of man. So it's only with a clean heart one can worship God. So the things that were being removed from your body can be likened to the offenses in the heart, to the anger, to the things that I desire. When God says I should love my enemy, I am refusing to love my enemy. I'm saying it's difficult to do it. But God is saying strive. You must strive. You must do this before you can enter. So the striving goes further to say that we must believe and walk the word of God, that daily in our lives, for us to really serve God, a lot of things must be removed we must excise a lot of things from our character, which of course we know is the fruit that will show forth. Then there is another thing. As you were entering, you could pretend that there was nothing in your pocket. If you pretend that there was nothing in your pocket and you tell the others that you could not go in, so you come back, you return. It means that you were not true to yourself. That is the same thing that happens to our natural lives. We sometimes don't believe that the kind of life that we are living is not true, because our eyes are external. They are out of us. We are looking at somebody else, not ourselves. And so the thing to remove from us is now beclouded. That is a major problem. When you were narrating your story, it was exactly the scripture that you were preaching. Exactly the scripture. That is why today I believe that when the time comes, "I know you not" will be said to many because of personal lives that are hidden, because of hypocrisy, because of one doing his or her own things, like you spoke of iniquity, having self-conceit, believing in one's wisdom and knowledge. So the your statement, you know, brought these understandings to me, and I believe that it is so to every one of us. Praise God. So thank you for that analogy. God bless you, brethren.
Yeah, the things that have come into our soul, the attitudes that I never got rid of, the animosity towards somebody, I can get in, but I can't take that stuff in. I can't take my bad temper in. I could get in, but that won't fit. That will not belong in the kingdom of God.
Yeah.
My lust, my desires, my trying to obtain riches, that can't go in with me. I have to leave that out.
Amen.
It's like the stuff that's tied to my shoulders. It won't let me in unless I take it off. Those things that were in my pocket had nothing to do with the kingdom of God. I had to take them off. Then I could get in a little further. Then something else was there. And it was just so clear what the Lord was showing me that day. I had to cast off the things that didn't belong in.
Amen.
It's reminding me of Pilgrim's Progress, that the things that he was carrying that had to come off in his journey. He couldn't take any of those things in. And the way it gets so narrow that you don't fit. They don't fit in.
What were some of those things, Connie?
Oh, now that one's a memory. Well, pretty much self was the first one that needs to come off, because it seems like everything else is tied to it. My preserving myself, wanting my own way, wanting my own things, wanting. So those have to be changed. So I don't specifically remember I'd have to get the book out to
No,
check.
you see, the pilgrim, we'll call him the pilgrim. The pilgrim says, "No, that's me. That's part of who I am. I can't get rid of who I am." And have any of you ever read C.S. Lewis? And I don't
Yeah.
remember which one this was. It might have been The Great Divorce. But I remember this fellow that wanted to get into the kingdom of God. It might have been a different book. He wanted to get rid of the he wanted into the kingdom of God, but on his shoulder was this demon. It was a horrible looking reptile looking thing, you know. And the angel said to him, "You can't go in with that." He said, "But it's attached to me." And the angel got out a sword and said, "Let me cut it off. I'll just, no, please, I'll bleed to death. You know, it's growing unto me." And the angel said, no, but it can't go in. This thing will never, ever have a place in the kingdom of God. I have to cut it off." Oh, and the fellow was so afraid that he was going to die if the angel swung his sword at that thing. And finally, I believe the man, finally he said, okay, kill me, cut it off. I'm ready to die." And the angel swung and cut that thing off. And you know, it didn't hurt as bad as the fellow thought it was going to. He didn't die. So I think that's kind of sometimes we say, "Well, that's my personality." No, that's not your personality. That is something that does not belong. It does not belong in you.
Well, I
In
was.
Pilgrim Progress, the things that he had to lay behind, the burden of sin, the heavy load on the pilgrim's back represents the guilt and condemnation of past sins. It could not be removed until the Christian reached the foot of the cross. The city of destruction, Christian had to completely abandon his hometown, which represented a worldly destination for eternal judgment. Family and friends, ties of attachment. He had to leave his wife and children behind when they refused to join him, putting his fingers in his ears so their pleas would not stop him from running toward this eternal life. Worldly wise man's advice. He had to turn away from the mortality taught by the world's teaching, who offered an easy fix rather than truth. Mortal garments. He had, at the end of his journey, just before crossing the river of death into the celestial city, the pilgrim had to leave their mortal earthly bodies and garments behind.
Well, I guess Howard said it all, but after Connie spoke, I thought when I saw Pilgrim's Progress, what I remember is this big backpack on him, and it really weighed him down in his journey. I think he might have filled it with things that he needed along the way, thinking to self-preserve himself in this long journey, what he might need, but it was very heavy. And I think he began to let things go as he went on. And finally, the whole thing was just dropped off. But yeah, it's kind of like he took what he thought he would need. He was self-preservation, you know, in the midst of the journey, and plus what all Howard said too. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
About my son,
Could we say that some of those things are burdens that the man was carrying? Burdens in his heart, burdens that relate to his desires that have not been fulfilled, yes.
Yes. Earthly desires. Oh my goodness. Haven't we changed over the years? Some of the things we really thought we had to have to be happy. Had to let it go. Has nothing to do. It just things, they're probably not sin, but they have nothing to do with the kingdom of God. And it requires so much energy from us to pursue them. Well, let me
Is
turn
it?
the recording off and we can still talk. And I don't turn it off, I forget to turn it off.